We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Bart Winkler. It's the Bart Winkler Show. We got a weird, wacky, zany episode for you today. Oh, there's so many things going on. We are going to talk about the Bucks. Bucks win. That means they are the number one seed, not just in the East, but the whole NBA. So the playoffs go through Milwaukee, which means if there's a Bucks in six, it would be on the road. But I mean, that's getting very picky. That's pretty great. We have the number one overall seed in the playoffs. Some more injury concerns as Chris Middleton only plays 8 minutes and then he goes out. So that comes up when we do our post game. So stick around and strap in for that. Coming up, I have some live reaction. Tim Shea and I went to the Brewers game. Brewers won. What a game it was. Garrett Mitchell walk-off home run. What a tremendous moment. Tim Shea and I went to the game. I took three different videos. I have a microphone that attaches to my phone, so I took three different videos at different points during the game, one after Weimer homered, one after Burns got pulled, and then one during the celebration of the walk-off, and the Brewers win 7-6. The problem is I'm still learning all this equipment because I'm a dumb head. And the mic's a little hot. Yeah, maybe you won't notice. Maybe you will now that I said it. Radio profs will. But we'll work on that. Otherwise, great content. We give our 5-star review of the Barrel Yard. The reviewing that we do is 5-star. I don't review the Barrel Yard as a 5-star restaurant. So we'll get into that, and that should be fun. Then I'm going to pull what's called Doug Russell. Doug Russell, a longtime media member, he's got a podcast. I don't know how often he does it. And Doug, with all due, I only see the Doug Russell podcast tweeted when something happens and he says, "Well, now I'm going to play this interview from 2012. And then that's a new podcast. So it's the repackaging of old information that you did somewhere else that you're going to use on your independent podcast. And I'm going to do that today. Because the cheese wedge, the cheese hat, the cheese head that the Brewers are wearing has taken Milwaukee and the country by storm. After home runs this year, they put a cheese head on top of their skull. And, of course, we, I think cheese head and we think Packers. But I'll have you know that cheese heads actually started at Brewer games. The first ever cheese head on record was worn at County Stadium. And a few years ago on the Wings Things podcast, I talked with Ralph Bruno, who invented the cheese head. And so I just want to bring that to the audience who may not have listened. If you've heard it before, it's great to revisit. If you haven't, it's just 6 minutes. Hit the 30-second button 12 times. That's what's great about the pod. If you like the show, but in small doses, or if there's guys that jump on this post-game show and you're like, man, I just can't. The text, the tweets, hey, Bart, I don't like this guy. Just fast forward. And that's all I'm going to ever say. Just fast forward. If you're not into voicemails, that's very criminal of you. I've got some terrific voicemails today. Carl's Place brings you the voicemails. Carl of et.com/Bart is the link to use, or you can also get that link directly on my site. You know, one thing I don't talk about enough with these golf simulators is, yes, it's great to have a golf simulator in your home. How great is that? In your garage. You know, it's a nice tax return investment, okay? But also, the level of technology that these simulators come with, you're going to watch the Masters this weekend. What if you played the Masters? I can't imagine, unless one of you gets super lucky, that anyone listening to this show is ever going to play Augusta. But you can change that when you check out these golf simulators from Carl's Place. So for that alone, so check that out. Two voicemails we'll get to. This is Jeff in Milwaukee, 402-915-BART.
Hey, Bart, it's Jeff in Milwaukee. I'm sure you're probably getting phone calls about Brewer game tonight, but I was watching the Bucks game, but also watching the 76ers beat the Celtics. And I was beginning to think that your thought about the Celtics bullshit is going to run out at some point, and I thought that maybe you were wrong about that, but the 76ers somehow managed to win the game, and I don't know. I think there's something to be said about the bullshit that the Celtics have. There's a lot of talk about, or a little bit of talk about, Grant Williams lobbying for calls and then finally getting one at the end of the game. I don't know if you watched it. You probably didn't, but I don't know. Maybe take a look at it. Just wanted to hear your thoughts about it. And, well, we're three games up now, so I'm ready for the playoffs. I'm ready.
And that's, you know, thanks, Jeff, for the call, but that's one of the problems with having the voicemail system is sometimes Jeff left me that Tuesday and I played it on Wednesday, but it's actually Thursday's show and that voicemail became super old. But Jeff's got a nice, pleasant voice, and I think his thoughts remain the same. The Celtics are bullshit. Marcus Smart was an awful human in that game, and the Celtics taking on the Raptors. But because they lost to the Sixers, Bucks able to seal things up against the Bulls on Wednesday night and get that one seed. So that was an important game that he had talked about. This one is from Teacher Tom, who was very excited. He was tweeting us that he was going to go to Golden Chicken.
This is Teacher Tom calling in live from the parking lot at Golden Chicken in Hales Corners. This is my Mike from teaching. Also paid houses. Have a customer who's about a mile from Golden Chicken. I was all excited and then discovered that they do not open until 3 o'clock. I was thinking I'd come on my lunch, so I suppose I'll be finding something else instead. And I'm excited about the Brewers. A week ago, I was thinking, I suppose 80 wins or so, they might be a wild card team and then get bounced right away. But through five games, these young guys are looking good and giving us a lot of reasons to be excited. So maybe there is hope. You know, who knows how long this will last. The league adjusts to people, especially the rookies. So this may only be a couple weeks where they're hot and they come down to more of a week average. But a lot of reason for excitement right now. Have a good one. Bye.
Thanks, Tom. And there was a lot of excitement. And even though me and Tim may seem like big hard asses about the Brewers, we ended up having a great time and watching a great moment. Garrett Mitchell hitting the walk-off home run. We'll take you live on tape to American Family Field coming up next. Stick around. We'll get the Cheesehead origin story and the Bucks postgame. It's all on today's Bart Winkler Show.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIP.
Reporting to you live on tape at Miller Park, or whatever they're calling it these days, Joey Weimer just hit his first career home run, and the Brewers are up 4-0 right now in the second inning against the Mets. I am at the game with my good buddy Tim Shea, who is busy opening every app on his phone and closing it. What are you doing over there? You're not enjoying the game.
I'm sorry. I'm watching. I just saw Joey Weimer's first home run. Went into the bullpen.
It did. Big bullpen.
Bullpen.
Yeah, big moment for him. We are here. It is, it's a Wednesday game, and opening day was pretty packed, although it really wasn't. But these are the games to go to. I do contend that the Tuesday after and the Wednesday after, because nobody is here. There are people sitting down, I suppose, but like nobody's here. The amount of people that saw Bryce Terang's first home run compared to Joey Weimer is a mere percentage point. So I feel bad for Joey about that. The ballpark and the Brewers should advertise that nobody comes to these games. One of the reasons that I wanted to come so bad to this game today is because nobody is here and we're afforded a little more room, quick in lines. You know, you don't have to wait for anything. So I really do. The less people here, actually, the better. But I wonder if Mark's sitting up on his perch. Willy Adames just got a walk. What a goddamn hero.
I can see Mark.
Oh, where is he? Oh, that asshole. When he looks around, how do you not think, I want to move? Right? There's nobody here.
Stop.
Why?
Stop. It's a day game. It's the first day game. It's Wednesday. Don't worry. Just wait for the summer. We'll be fine.
But this is like what it is in the summer, too.
No, it is not.
On day games? Oh, Willie tried to steal. Awful move. Maybe one of the worst base runners we've had since Jonathan Villar. Not enough people are talking about it, but really just brutal. Really brutal. I mean, he's looking around. Where's the money going to be made? Idiots like you and I buy $15 beers.
You just bought a $25 beer.
Yeah, I also bought 9 tater tots for $9.
And I had one of them.
Yeah, and
you had 8 for 9.
Yep, and I paid for a 50-50. Oh, wow.
385.
What a moment. So I think I'm going to stay longer than the third inning today.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I bought the tickets, so.
Yeah, I haven't paid for a ticket yet. That's why I keep coming back.
No, I'm 2 for 2 with tickets for you. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Spending money.
There you are. Well, we're having a good time. Just two good buddies hanging out.
Excuse me, I'm going to go admire our banners that are painted on the press box of all day.
You know, everyone shits on the banners. I don't have a problem with any banner that's in here. Not a one, except for the Euchre 50 years one, because it looks like it's retiring the number 50. I don't like that.
They need to update that.
Yeah, they need to update.
A long time ago.
Yeah. Vignette number 2, we're going to go into the barrel yard. Corbin Burnes just got pulled. He gave up 6 runs. Do you think the Brewers told him to his face how shitty he was that Tim started to believe it?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. What a shitty run organization. All right, we're walking into the barrel yard for the first time. It actually looks pretty nice, pretty classy. They don't do beers by price. They do it by alcohol percentage because we're drunks. And I don't want any beer, so are we going to go inside that place? There's not really like a... Yeah, let's get out of here. There's not really like a good distinction whether you can actually go into the restaurant or not.
or if you need a secret code. Oh, here's a restaurant entrance. Oh, someone just hit a home run.
No, double play.
Oh, double play. We're at the point of the game where I stop paying attention and I want to go home, but I bought 50-50 tickets and I got to see it out. So actually, I think Fridays, this looks, we're in the Barrel Yard right now. This looks very corporate and devoid of charm. I don't like it. I don't want to go in here.
All right.
It looks terrible. Do you agree with me or not?
Yeah. It does look corporate. Yeah. It doesn't look inviting for me and you to go in there right now.
No, we're two dive bar kind of guys. All right, so our review without going in or trying the food or anything is the Barrel Yard is a huge miss.
Well, sure.
What?
But maybe for beer drinkers, no. For people that like craft brewery.
No, I liked Fridays better where the floors were sticky and you waited 5 deep to get a Long Island. This, I'm not into it. I'm not into it. Just another thing. Between this and the foul balls that they painted over in the press box, they are erasing their history. Just another indication that Mark is putting this team up for sale. It's right before your eyes. No one's brave enough to admit it but me. This team will be sold by July 4th. Your thoughts?
No. I want whatever you're smoking.
Who's
July?
Who's out of Milwaukee sooner? Corbin Burns or Mark Antonazzi?
Corbin Burns.
And one more vignette for you. As the 6,500 people at American Family Field today are on their feet celebrating a Garrett Mitchell walk-off home run. That's right. We stayed to the end of this game. Tim wanted to go home early. And I said, Shay, we got to stick around. But you called it, Shay. You called the walk-off.
I told you, Garrett Mitchell, walk-off home run. I did not want to leave, by the way. I did not.
Only one of us even brought up the idea of leaving. And all three times it was you.
I'm glad we stayed. And I called that walk-off.
Then again, I said, it's not like I've never seen anything that's going to happen.
Exactly.
I've seen walkouts before.
And look, Garrett Mitchell right now is wearing the cheese wedge.
The cheese wedge. Let's get the hell out of here.
All right.
That's our fun day at Miller Park. How about that? Me and Tim Shea having a good time staying till the end, watching the Garrett Mitchell home run. His wife wasn't allowed to come. He hit the home run. They had fun on Twitter. Very cute. Very cute. Brewers today, 7-6, the win today, of course, I mean, on Monday. And by that, I mean Wednesday, Jesus. Garrett Mitchell actually came in for Mike Brousseau, so he didn't even start in this game. Hashtag people forget, but good outing for them. Corbin Burns, you know, I think it's still too early to panic, I guess, but it is kind of weird that everybody is doing good right now except for him. You know, Yelich hitting .217. I guess our expectations really got low on him anyway, but the other day I mentioned what is the weak spot of this team, and right now it might be Corbin Burns. I don't think that that's the answer, but through six games, it might be the answer. But I don't think that's the overall total answer. Happy Place Hemp, check them out. HappyPlaceHemp.com. They have all your CBD, THC needs. They make everything that they sell as well. That's another very important thing. They make it. They're the experts. They know what they're putting into it, and they're very confident in their product, as a lot of you guys have realized over the last couple of months here. The return orders have been great, and why not? You're getting that promo code every single time you go to happyplacehemp.com, 25% off. When you use the code BART, you can also stop in and tell them as well, and they'll give you that deal, 25% off the gummies and the tinctures and the creams and everything. Again, they make everything right there in that shop. On Muskego, in Muskego on College Court, happyplacehemp.com. The promo code is BART, 25% off. Let's go back in time a little bit to, I believe this was 2018 or 2019, and I find this relevant. I would not have dug this up if this was not relevant. I'm not padding the episode. This is a long episode today. I'm not padding the episode. I'm just prefacing this to myself. but I do find this sort of entertaining. It's how the Cheesehead started. And this is fun because the Brewers are now using a Cheesehead, and we see Cheesehead and we think Packers. But the Cheesehead actually started at County Stadium, as I asked Ralph Bruno on the Winx Things podcast a few years ago.
Well, it's not like it was a big plan. It was more of a just a combination of things. You know, our lovely friends to the south have been calling us cheeseheads forever. And so I was
not in a good way.
Well, yeah. And I was involved in a baseball rotisserie league with a bunch of buddies of mine. And one of the things that we do with that was go to a Brewer game. And so we were slated to go to County Stadium, and we're going to do some tailgating, of course. So I'm like, well, you know, personally, I love cheese. So I thought, well, I'm going to make a cheese head, you know. So I was in the process of reupholstering my mother's couch, which was kind of a not a true business of mine, but just a sideline thing. So yeah. I had all this foam in the basement and upstairs and everywhere. So I carved a triangle for starters in the shape of a kind of a wedge type cheese, and then added some holes, which we ended up calling them schmivets now, the adornment holes or schmivets, and then kind of painted it another color of a different cheese. So we got all these cheeses kind of rolled up in one, and had this hat that I was going to take to the Brewer game, put it in a brown paper bag, went to the game, and we're drinking our PBRs and Millers and sitting outside ready to go to the game. And the guy's like, okay, it's time to go. So I pull a hat out of the bag, put it on my head, and start walking. And my buddies just like looked at me and like, what? And what's Bruno doing? And they just kind of scattered, right? And so I'm walking in, going in. We're looking for our seats. I'm still wearing it. And my buddies are just still kind of eyeballing me like he's drunk. You know, he's doing something stupid. But a girl came running up to me and wanted to try it on. And so I handed her the hat, and then my buddies are looking, going, wow, Bruno's getting chicks with a hat, you know? So all through the game, we just kept taking turns passing the hat around. And, you know, it was just like, wow, there might be something here.
So you thought you had something here, and like any great story, it was influenced because chicks seemed to like it. So how did you say, I'm going to make a second one? How did that happen? I've got the first one. I'm going to make a second one, and I'm going to sell it.
So I'm a gadgety tinkerer, self-proclaimed inventory kind of person, and so I started trying to figure out, okay, I know what the material is. It's a seat cushion, but where does that come from? And is it, you know, how can I get it in bulk? And what's it all about? So back in the day when there were only Yellow Pages as a resource, you know, the internet wasn't there. Just kind of pulled out of Yellow Pages and found a company locally in Waukesha that sold polyurethane foam, which I knew nothing about. And with a whole bunch of luck of finding the right people that were willing to say, hey, come on in and we can talk about this. You know, my background was in pattern making and mold making. So I put together a shape that was similar like the first original cheese head in, you know, and put it under my arm and paid him a visit. And we came up with a formula and a color, and 5 gallon buckets later started, you know, mixing, pouring, and producing cheese heads.
How quickly did it go from that to where everybody was buying them and now I see them in airports? And how quickly did it go to that? Because I just have always known of cheese heads. And I feel like as a kid growing up as, well, a Packer fan with the obvious connection, I just feel like I've always known of cheese heads. How long did it take to get to that point?
So it was again, with my background of zero in marketing and sales and my inabilities to speak properly, it was very difficult. For example, the first true sales were right back at County Stadium, where I took a garbage bag full of them and went to try to get to whoever the concessions, it's sports service, who they were. And so it took me 2 weeks of sitting on a couch and watching people walk by, and the receptionist said, he should be here any minute now. And
hours went by.
Finally, somebody said, you know, kid, I've seen you here for days on end. What is it you're looking for? And so I got to see the right guy, and he said, we won't buy him, but we'll put him on consignment. And I'm like, I didn't know what that meant, but I'm like, yes, okay, we'll do it. So it started as very slowly that way. And then in the meantime, after that, I went to sporting goods stores, cheese shops, kind of doing the same thing, showing the wares. And I use that consignment method on a lot of the first sellers of our product. We were in a company called Moon Fun Shop a million years ago. And so it just kind of was, you know, just real common sense kind of things where we were trying to get sales.
Because you'll see them more. I think Cheeseheads have become very tied in with the Packers. But you wore your first one at a Brewer game, and then you were working at County Stadium or working with County Stadium to sell them there. That sort of surprised me a little bit because of how almost ingrained they are with the Packers at this point.
Yeah, the Packer jump, again, happened. Again, all of this is pretty organic. It's through the fan base. It's not anything that we're predicating. It's going where the flow is. And it happened in the mid 90s, you know, with Brett Favre, going through his rookie year. And, I think it was, and I'm real bad with older Packers. I mix names together. Robert Brooks.
That's right.
Okay. So he wore, one of our, and I think it was a cowboy hat, and it got good publicity that way. And then next thing you know, people are just wearing them to Packer games, and we go to the Super Bowl, and we have a Super Bowl caravan, and we go down to Kill, Mississippi with thousands of cheeseheads and visit the Broke Spoke, Brett Favre's brother's bar,
yeah.
Continue to go and win the Super Bowl that year.
Now let's get to the show you all know and love with the voices you all know and love. The next batch will be the Bucks postgame show that we did after they wrapped up the number one seed. Some good in-stadium reporting from Q, who was there at a season ticket holder event afterwards. So we appreciate that. A lot of the friendly faces that you've come to know and love jumped on, including Him Shay. More Him Shay on this episode. And I will tell you, the Bucks postgame part of this is about an hour. I'd say the first 40 minutes are worth listening to. The next 20, I would only listen to if you're lonely. It just kind of devolved into it was just kind of us talking, which I think sometimes the show turns into. But there's really no meaningful content in the last 20 minutes. You may, you know, hear something you like or enjoy or laugh, but there's nothing that you're going to miss. It's like Thor Love and Thunder. You might like Thor, so you watch it, but if you miss it, you're missing nothing in terms of the continuity of the Bart cinematic universe. So you'll be just fine. But we do celebrate a little bit. The Bucks have the number one seed throughout all of the playoffs. We'll talk some Chris Middleton injury, and Hot Take Jake has his hot takes. And we'll talk about all of it. So the Bucks postgame show, we'll wrap things up. And again, the last 20 is only if you are a completist. Dip into those championship steaks, Milwaukee, from Omaha Steaks. Promo code BART, $30 off at checkout. Check out their great packages, omahasteaks.com. Your Milwaukee Bucks are the number one seed, not just in the Eastern Conference, but throughout the entirety of these playoffs. Come one, come all, and let's talk about it. There are some injury concerns we must discuss. But for the immediate future, this is pretty good. This is what we wanted. This is what some people freaked out about. This is what we got, though. The number one seed throughout the playoffs. A reminder, if Bucks in six happens, it will happen on the road as the home team will have 1, 2, and 5, and 7. So maybe Bucks in 7. We did Bucks in 6 already. Let's do Bucks in 4. Let's do Bucks in 5. Who cares? Bucks get the one seed, not just in the East, but throughout the playoffs. They're about five up on the Nuggets. So that, as long as the Bucks are in the playoffs, they'll have the home court advantage. Now, what court will they be playing on? This blue court got to go. All your conspiracy theories, whatever you have on the court situation, I'd love to hear it, because it cannot be, the normal court cannot be in repairs for that long. This blue court, my goodness. And then I like that they wear the blue jerseys on the road now, and then wear the wear like any other jersey at home. All right, Bala says, what you got now, Celtics? Got to come through Milwaukee. Yeah, that'll be good. That'll be good and necessary in that series, I think, specifically, because that's a series that I still think is going to go no less than six. And if it does need to go seven, that final game would be at home, and that's about all you can ask for, because we know what game sevens in Boston look like. They go up like 30-5, and then we're in chase mode the whole time. More comments here. People pretty pumped up on our YouTube stream, and I'm totally with you. A good old standard LFG from Zach in the Falls. That means, I think, lots of fun, guys. Lots of fun, guys. LFG. We are having lots of fun. So, LFG. Midwest Baller says, let's go. But the job's not finished. Absolutely. Absolutely not finished yet. I like this from Jacob. Here's an angle we can take. Drew and Brooke have put themselves in the Hall of Fame this year. Remember, for the most part, the Basketball Hall of Fame is the Basketball Hall of Fame. So anything else they do counts. Olympics count. College counts. Yeah, these are Hall of Famers. No Bucks ever going to wear 21 again. No Bucks ever going to wear 11 again. No Bucks ever going to wear 22 again. No Bucks ever going to wear 34 again. There's going to be a slew of these numbers retired. And for good reason. You know, I know the Bucks retired a lot of numbers early on in the 70s and 80s. And Bucks fans then may have thought, well, are we going to have any numbers left? And then they sucked for 25 years. So, yeah, there'll be plenty of good numbers available. Or as Euchre says, all the way up until the eighth inning, plenty of good seats available. Come on out. Usingers, just not summer without them. Andre says, the blue court is like WrestleMania Night 2. Very mid. If Night 2 was mid, what was the Raw after WrestleMania? What a waste of time. Awful programming right there. First one on Middleton. This is a comment from Josh. He says, Middleton is as fragile as your finest china. And this, I think, is something that is going to be discussed by those in this town that still talk Milwaukee Bucks basketball. They are few and far between. And that's why we do what we do. Remember, this is happening throughout the playoffs, these post-game shows. I want to get these numbers up. I want people to know that there's a place to talk Bucks basketball. You're going to have a lot of, look, you're going to have a lot of bandwagoners jump on pretty soon. A lot of radio station bandwagoners jump on. That's going to be some bullshit. We were here first all year with guys like Q in the stands at Fiserv. Not sure how this will go, but let's try.
What's up, Bart?
Look at you at the game.
Yeah. So, pretty sure there was a lot of doubters last week Thursday. And here we are with the one seed. So
we got the one seed. That's good. You look like you had a nice time. You're well-dressed.
I came straight from work. 6:30 okay. Tips are tough. So
6:30 tip?
There's an event for season ticket holders with, like, a special interview that Zora's doing with Bud and a couple players after the game. So I'll be on the court shortly. But just excited to have that one seed and home court advantage throughout the finals even. So we'll see what happens. But I'm smiling from ear to ear.
Why don't you, once you're on the court, if we're still going, give us a post-game wrap-up from the interviews.
Yeah, I got I don't know, can I switch my camera here? I can see A.J. Dillon on the court still. So
I saw a picture.
For AJ, on the
what? I saw a picture of AJ Dillon and Charlie Behrens on the front row. Charlie Behrens is getting front row seats.
Yeah. Charlie got a bigger round of applause than AJ.
Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, he's a redhead too. What are you doing?
I will say, Charlie Behrens, if you guys could help me with this, he is my next podcast want. He's my next guy that I want. Because in a shorter amount of time, he became better friends with Leroy Butler than I did. Also, he was a former newsman who took the comedy career, and I'm still trying to hack it in this business. So maybe I did the wrong thing. So I do want to talk to Charlie Behrens. This is an open invite. If you guys could help me pressure him. The way that it worked to get Chuck Freeman never on this pod, I'm going to reach out to Charlie Behrens.
So I'm pretty sure he lives in Bayview. So if any of your listeners are in Bayview, they probably can get you his address.
Well, yeah, but he's around. We could do an in-person big day.
He did a two-bite brat on the Jumbotron. So one bite, two brat was gone. So
wow.
But did they say anything about Chris's injury? I know he went out in the first half.
Just this comment here that he's as fragile as fine china. That's from Josh.
Who is that from?
A man named Josh. Jake? No, but Jake's waiting in the wings.
Bring him in. He wants to apologize to us.
Jake?
Mr. Jake, what is that?
I'm sipping my tea.
Is it a cup of
No, Jake, Jake up? Thinks he's in victory lap mode tonight.
Who said victory lap?
What's up with you? Why are you sipping tea?
I'm just, you know, it's interesting because it's really, I don't think people understand the burden it is to just be correct all the time. It's hard.
How are you correct? You were just saying this team was pathetic last week.
I don't recall that. I'm referring to, as someone just said before, fragile as China man, Mr. Chris Middleton. Okay. I said it all along. He's going to get hurt. It's and I said anybody that gives that guy this next contract should be like checked out. Maybe get a CAT scan or something.
Because you're being premature again, my friend.
No, so I mean we'll see.
It's precautionary.
I'm hoping that it is. I'm hoping that he's okay for the playoff run. But I mean, it just further illustrates my point. Like it's always something with this guy. So I think what's going to happen is
we're waiting for the season ticket event.
I think what's going to happen is, you know,
look
a lot
at
of
Q
people
flexing were, nuts.
Yeah, big time in people.
I don't like getting yelled at.
Yeah, I saw it in your face. So that hurt you.
No,
sorry, Jake. You were rambling again about Chris Middleton.
What's going to happen is, you know, Middleton was butthurt.
Can you guarantee
because,
us that we're not going to win the finals? Because it seems like all your predictions do not occur. So can you just whip that out for us?
That must have been when you were drinking or something, because I've maintained the Bucks are winning the title all season.
Then why were you so upset about the Celtics loss?
Why wouldn't I be upset about the Celtics loss? I said
it didn't matter. The one team was in the bag.
No.
He was right. That loss did not matter. Q is right.
It did not matter.
My gripe.
And I said you would need to apologize to us if we had the one seed, because it was a worthless game.
You do need to apologize to Q.
I don't got to do shit. My gripe was never with the Bucks like themselves, okay? They got their asses
with the schedulers.
My gripe was with Bucks fans that are saying, well, there's literally it means nothing. Well, no, it means something.
It didn't mean a damn thing. We got the one seed.
Okay, but my greater concern is that in the playoffs, all of this stuff, it's going to start to matter now, okay? So if you're consistently beating teams that are awful and getting waxed by teams that are really, really good, that's a legitimate concern. And for anybody to be like, no, they have nothing to be concerned about, you're full of shit. That was my gripe.
So
my gripe was never with the team themselves. The Bucks are what they are. But for people to say that it's not an issue to continuously, especially in like primetime games, get absolutely destroyed, that should be a bit concerning. I'm not saying it's the end of the world and it's the end all be all, but to say, oh, you're a bad fan if you no, that's
Jam's
dumb.
Jam's saying we just beat the Sixers.
So
right,
prime,
and that was
prime
the first,
time games cost or
the first
the, same as
the first
Tuesday
big win
game.
In how long? I mean, before that, what was the last big win that they had?
To quote my friends Cone Roller and Tony in Texas, I'm going to give us a professional reset here. I do have a couple of people that want Q to grab a fork and start interviewing people a la Tim Shea.
You can't steal those shoes.
Thunder. Yeah, I can't steal that thunder.
Q, why are you taking the long way down to the floor? You were just in the dome.
I guess we have to go down a certain section. So I'm heading back down there now.
Yet another example of a middling bureaucracy ruining everything.
I agree. Can you sneak live broadcast the Q&A?
I can probably do that. Oh, I wonder.
Nah, I don't care.
AJ Dillon's down there. Maybe I'll get.
Can you get him on the show?
Do you think I would get punched if I touch his quads, or just one quad?
Hey, AJ, do you want to be on the Bart Winkler podcast?
If he says I can touch a quad, should I go for the left or the right?
Go for the right. That's probably stronger. That's his plant leg.
Which is your strong quad?
No, I wanted to say on middle.
Are you getting AJ Dillon on the show or what?
TBD.
He seems like the kind of guy that would go for that.
All right, Q, come back to me when you got some action.
All right, sounds good. Hey, Jake, your hot takes are that you're just consistently wrong. So that's my hot take for you today. See you guys.
Because I never said Middleton would get hurt, right? That makes me wrong. No, it's always something with this guy. So what's going to happen is he's going to have to opt into that last year of the deal. Now, he was butt hurt because the Bucks lowballed him in his eyes, but they'd be crazy to give him any multi-year deal at this point. So
hold on.
Okay.
Tyler says, does Jake get paid to be a heel for the show? Wow.
It just comes naturally, baby. I'm the people's champ, man.
Joe says, you're Mr. Negative. Donnie says, get cold take Jake out of here.
You know what? Like I said, I'm the intervention, man. I'm the truth you don't want to hear.
Let me get you on the tracks. Let's get everybody on the tracks here with Jake and the Bucks in general. So first of all, they are the one seed. That is terrific. That's what we wanted. And we all freaked out about it because, greater point, Bucks fans, you guys still aren't ready. You're still not ready to do it again. We've been hurt too much. We take something that isn't a big deal. We make it a big deal immediately. And then when it's not a big deal, because we always think worst case scenario. Tonight, with Chris Middleton getting hurt, the Bucks have said now it was a precautionary measure to take him out, which is a good move. This can open the door to the question, how much Middleton do they need in the finals or in any series? And this can open the question, do you rest him throughout a first-round series? I am a little bit worried that he's hurt-ish and Pat's out and they're going to rest Grayson. And so you just, you know, injuries piling up that can always derail you like Middleton's injury did a year ago. I think they're better and more capable to withstand a Middleton injury than they were last season, but we'll see. But when Chris Middleton gets hurt and leaves the game, it is still in Bucks fans' nature. And don't say, oh, Bart, you know, F you, because I've been there and I've powered through it. I'm like the Tony Robbins of Bucks fans. I've powered through it. I've seen the way. I was telling you down 0-2 to the Nets they were going to win the finals. I was telling you down 0-2 to the Suns. I've seen the way. So I'm telling you now, we got to stop the thing where something happens and we immediately think the worst. All these guys most likely will be fine for the playoffs. And if not, that's a bridge we'll cross in the playoffs. The other thing with your Middleton stuff, contract-wise, is you may be 100% right. You may be 100% right. They shouldn't give him max. However, I'm going to say also, no one gives a shit right this moment.
Well, I have to call my shots because when you're always correct, you got to make sure that it's, you know, well known ahead of time. So I think all we can hope for with Middleton in the long term, he's going to opt into that last year of the deal. Hope you get one good year out of him, and then you got to let him go. You can't give a guy like that multiple years at his age. It's always something with the guy.
Well,
you're not going to get anything for him in a trade. That ship has sailed.
But so if you think they're going to win the championship, who cares? They're going to win the championship with Middleton.
Yeah.
And if they win the championship,
I'm just calling my shot. That's all.
It'll be easier to say goodbye to him, maybe.
I'm just calling my shot, and I'm claiming my W because I said he's going to get hurt again because he always does. There's always something. It was non-contact, and, you know, we'll see where it goes. But I do want to end.
Maybe he didn't want to play.
He didn't want to play?
Maybe he didn't want to feel like playing tonight.
I mean, he's a pro athlete. I think you always want to play, right?
Oh, no. AEW's on. Jay White just joined. Spoiler.
Yeah, somebody told me Jay White joined, and I'm like, who's Jay White?
What was Tony Khan's big announcement?
I assume that was it, right?
No, there was something else he was going to do.
Got you. Oh, I do want to end on a
podcast. Oh, they're gonna have a show in London. That was the big announcement.
Oi, oi. Cheerio. I wanted to ask you a question because I was trying to like come up with my mind. Like the pitch clock in baseball, has there been a bigger and better innovation in sports? Like, what was the last one that matches that? Because to me, I think you can go all the way back to the NBA adding the shot clock to find something that fundamentally changed the way the game is played and how it's enjoyed by a fan base.
I'll tell you what I like about the pitch clock. And I've been doing Bill Reiter's show all week on CBS Sports Radio, as you guys know. Two more days, Thursday and Friday, 9 to 11. You can catch it on 1250 a.m. in Milwaukee and many fine CBS Sports Radio affiliates throughout the country, including two that I know of in Des Moines and Rochester, New York.
How are we looking?
At the beginning of the week, I was talking about the pitch clock, and this is the same. I knew what was going to happen with me because it's the same thing that happened with me with the extra innings rule, where I wasn't going to like it. I didn't like how we got there, but once I saw it implemented, I knew I would end up enjoying it. And today, Tim and I went to the game on the Wednesday game, saw the walk-off, super fun. But what was great about it was it's there and it's like it's not noticeable. I mean, it's noticeable. The clocks are everywhere, but also it's not like if you're not thinking about it, you're not thinking about it. And so the game goes quicker. And then like the relievers, especially their reliever and then Devin Williams, were having a harder time with it because relievers have more of a routine and they were getting like to the, and then so now some fan bases are counting down 3, 2, 1. And so, yeah, I hate that there's clocks in baseball. I hate how we got to this point, but it is making a more enjoyable experience. And that's what, you know, again, I hate that we had to get to a point where the shift was abandoned. I hate that we had to get to a point where extra inning games are like bad, not like no-nos, but it's making the game better. And so credit baseball for that.
Yeah, I feel like I forget what's the commissioner's name, Manfred. He gets Manfred. Shit on left and right, but I feel like
a lot of this is Theo Epstein's doing.
Epstein, so what's he doing?
He's like director of baseball management ops.
Somewhere. Props to him. Props to whoever. Like all these things that have been happening. I don't think you can't deny that it's making the game more enjoyable. From a fan perspective, it reminds me of like every game. It's like watching Ben Sheets pitch. Cause remember he would just get the ball and just launch. I love that guy. So yeah, like keep these rule changes coming. Once we get to robo umps, they're perfect. We're good.
That I'm still going to have a hard time with.
You're such an old head, buddy.
Well, I'm anti-robot.
You're just like in general or just in sports?
In general. Okay. I think we've already crossed the point of technology that we've already gone too far. This AI stuff, writing papers for college kids, writing articles, taking jobs away, it's bad. We've crossed the line.
I'm okay with the writing articles for college kids because, like, what college is a scam anyways. It's just a way for you to pay.
Yeah, kind of.
You know, so nobody really learns anything anyway. So if they're going to scam you, you might as well be able to get to scam them back. But no,
well, it's like where you can go with other horny people your age and just bang.
Right. That's what it really, you know, you make up for it. Like there's, you know, give and take there. But I did, that was an interesting question to me. I was trying to think of like, what was the last major change in a sport that affected it to this point? And I'm like, to me, this is such a game changer. I might go all the way back to the shot clock being added to basketball, but One friend of mine said the college football playoff, like NFL instant replay would be another one. But I don't think those two even touch this. Like, I'm not a huge baseball guy, but I'm really, really, well, digging baseball so far. And I'm sure some of it is just watching all these kids on the Brewers kicking ass. But like, even just like, holy crap, I'm at home, like in between work, and three innings just went by like that. I was like, this is great.
Well, to wrap things up with you, I am not going to Jake does not get paid to be a heel, and you're not getting paid for that topic, which I'm going to use on Writer Than You, the last great achievement in each sport.
It's an honor to just even, you know, spiritually be a part of Writer Than You.
You will be, and I'll shout you out. I'll say I was talking to Hot Take Jake on my pod.
I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Hey. All right, buddy.
All right, love you guys.
All right, love you. Q is like, I did just see shots of the floor. This is the season ticket holders event. What are you showing me?
Can you see the white jacket on the court? That's AJ and Charlie. And then there's a bunch of children.
Are they part of the event?
People. I don't know. I'm hoping so. Oh, no, they're leaving.
Oh, so like AJ Dillon and Charlie Behrens are going to go to fourth base and slam beers.
I guess they look like homies. Like, I feel bad for Leroy. He lost his bro.
I lost fourth base. Shit. Feel bad for me.
So I've got good seats. I don't know how long you're going to go, but if I'll come back, I'll turn my camera back on when the players get out of here. If you're still going.
Yeah. If anything happens, get back in.
All right. I'm just going to turn my camera off.
All right. And I'll keep an eye on you if anything comes up. Austin, what's up, buddy?
Hey, man, one seed.
You got the cowbell.
Got the one seed. Huh?
Let me rip through some comments here first. Matt in the Falls was this there. I have something to tell Matt in the Falls if he comes back, so I'll skip that one. A lot of people calling Jake cold take Jake. Andre says Jake Lesnar with double birds. Jacob says AJ would come on the stream if you go in his. Yeah, does AJ Dillon want to do a home and home on podcast? Okay. Boots says they will 100. God fucking damn it. Someone else read that for me. 100%. Here, I'm gonna bring in.
What? He will need to be 100% to beat Celtics in seven games, meaning that Middleton can't be injured.
Here, let's go quad box. Tim Shea.
Talk to me. Tim!
Matt in the Falls.
Matt.
And Austin's here. Hello. Matt, where are you?
My house.
Oh, I thought I saw a woman behind you.
Yeah, that's my wife. She lives here too, believe
it or not. Here's what I got to tell you. Matt said chicks the other day.
Oh, no.
Got some very mild, backlash for calling women chicks in 2023. As part of this episode today, I did air. There's a 6-minute thing I did with the inventor of the cheese head, because I talked to him a few years ago, and now it's popular at the Brewers games. And one of the questions I asked him, I said the word chicks. So, but that was when I was younger. That was like 2018, before everyone got woke. So I still feel like I'm okay.
Wait, you interviewed him in 2018?
Yeah, and I replayed it in this podcast tonight. We call that the Doug Russell.
Oh, that was classless of you. And I'm not surprised that you would do something like that, you classless guy.
Well, I thought it was pertinent to the topical information of the day.
Interviews from the past with Bart Winkler.
Yeah.
Add dramatic music and there you go.
Is anyone jealous of Tim and my date today? We had a date.
Oh, we had a day, did we?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see it.
We went to the Brewer game together.
How? Did you watch the whole thing?
Yeah, we stayed the whole game, yeah.
Mm. I mean, for how short they are now, you might as well, right?
Here's the thing. This is what I say. Having no expectations makes a season more fun.
100%.
Well, now my expectations are already World Series based on the first five games or whatever. So.
Oh, boy. Yeah, now they're 5-1.
Yeah, 6 games. So now that we're 5-1, I mean, that puts us on pace to be like 100 and 35 and 27 or something like that. That might be.
Well, I was listening I was listening to the Tim Allen postgame show today, which wasn't really a postgame show, but one thing that one of their hosts said, he shall not be named, brother man, but he said that the Brewers are 161-1 until they lose, and then they're 160-2. And he says, anyone who thinks the worst, get off the ride. So,
I tried to listen to that today, and because I love Tim Allen, I made it about 15 minutes. And
I think they just need to let Tim cook. Just let Tim cook.
What's the format? Is he not cooking?
It's like half. It's like three shows in one. It's weird.
Yeah. Hey, man. Bucks got the one seed, baby. We got to be excited tonight. Let's go.
We are. Finals run through us.
They run through Milwaukee. This is a huge night, man. This is what we've been waiting for. Get the one seed.
Get that one seed.
Brewers at the moment.
Well, no, I mean, I can hear. I heard someone cheering. Screw the Brewers. No, this is a great day. 5-1.
Oh, yeah, love the Brewers.
We clinched the one seed.
Fantastic.
Everything's good.
Yeah, Milwaukee's flying high right now. But I mean,
and other teams are apparently interested in Rodgers, so that trade value is going to go up. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, 49ers.
Yeah, we got
the Niners are a hashtag in the mix.
Yeah, they are. Hey, people are throwing money at the stream for some reason. Let's see.
There was a conversation.
Yeah. Vedran says Middleton is done. Basically played without him all damn year. Still had one of the best records. That's a $5 comment.
There you go.
There you go. From Vedran Kabara.
Test user says cue from the top rope on the hot background color, Jake. Melissa is giving $2. For Q, if he does touch AJ's quad.
Should be 20.
Who is Burt McCracken from The Used? Is that Austin? Who's whispering?
My wife. She thinks that the microphone that's like 16 inches away from her isn't going to pick it up. That's her laughing too.
Daniel says $2 for the Bucks being top two, not two. Another $5. Wow. Bucks got the one seed. Let's go. Who wants to go to my garage and huff and puff paint thinner?
I'm in. Here I come.
Marcus, $5.
For nothing.
To not say anything.
Keep that money rolling. I feel like this is like the telethon. All right. This one's for the kids. Who else we got? Bart?
I think it's Austin.
That's it.
I'm looking at pictures of this Burt McCracken guy, and I honestly can't figure out which one of us it is.
Does he have long hair?
Be
if not, it's not me.
Well, I mean, in some pictures he has long hair, but in other pictures he looks like he could be kind of Tim.
I think the most Burt McCracken looks like is me.
Yeah, Bart could be in there, but then there's another one where he's got like a mohawk. There's a lot going on.
I don't have hair, so.
No,
there are some pictures where he doesn't have hair either. He's Austin, apparently.
Who listened to The Used anyway? That band sucks.
I've never heard a single second of their music.
I like their music.
Well, Your wife likes their music.
Maybe I have and I don't know it. But
yep. Matt and his wife have become the when you call your mom and dad on FaceTime couple where you ask one of them a
Can
question.
Can we get
and
the take from your wife as chicks acceptable?
Can we
dad,
get what?
Dad, how's your knee doing? Oh, his knee's doing fine, son.
Yeah,
his knee's doing fine, Barty. I asked Dad.
What do you think of the word chicks if I'm referring to, like, using it in, like, place of dudes? Like, not like, look at those hot chicks are over there. Just
weird for you to say chicks.
If I'm talking about a women's college basketball.
You don't call them chicks.
Well, if I say, like, oh, the one chick who did this and then the other chick did this.
Okay, maybe if you're saying it that way.
That's
the way
exactly
I would say it.
Yeah.
But I'm a woman.
Okay.
It's less weird for a woman, in my opinion. It's less weird for a woman to call other women.
And she just called you a dude, though. I don't know, man.
I don't think it's. I think
is it something know. Where like only chicks can say chicks? Are we at that level?
It's just like the N word.
Well, I didn't want.
Well, let's not go.
I mean, I was.
Yeah, let's not go what? There.
I, something well, else. I didn't. That's a joke. Go where? Like, is this how sensitive we are now? Because this is insane.
I would never say that.
Say what? I didn't say anything.
You said enough.
I used a funny simile. What? What?
Okay. Anywho,
are we going crazy?
Brewers won on a
walkout. I think we are going crazy. Hold on. Someone needs to take away this guy's credit card. He gave $10 to say chicks with dicks.
Like, even that. Like, I mean, it, you get some great rhymes out of the word chicks.
I have to get something from the fridge.
Go.
Okay, well, I didn't want to be like...
Yeah, Corey says dicks eat chicks.
Yeah. Yeah, uh-oh. Exactly.
Hey, hold on. We got action. We got action at Fiserv.
At Fiserv?
Dixie chicks are chicks that are called.
Hold on. Q, hold on. What do you got? Q. So
it's Marjan, AJ Green, and Jay Crowder. And here comes Zora in a cute little denim number. So I can't really zoom in. Is it better if I turn sideways?
Yeah.
So, Marjan, can you guys hear Marjan or no?
I heard that guy. Wow. Hey, congratulations on being a season ticket holder. Here's the two rookies and the guy we just traded for.
Yeah. You want to stay on or are we good?
No, I can't hear shit.
All right.
Ask Marjan if he says the word chicks. All right. Thanks, Q, for your reporting. Okay.
Balls we saw on him earlier.
What's that, Matt?
Said, what happened to the balls that we saw earlier on Q?
I don't know.
There were chairs sitting there right in front of him. Like, take those chairs over. Say, hey.
Yeah, get down there. Start interviewing people for the Bar Winkler
show. Takes care of the chairs.
Yeah, no shit. Start interviewing on behalf of us.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's see if there's any more comments or any more chick jokes. Q was giving us play-by-play of where AJ Dillon and Charlie Behrens were going. The Beer Baron says, Brewers have been so much fun. Bart, you said they need to get off to a hot start to make us forget the offseason. Well, here we are. Yeah. Tim, we were talking about that today too. It's all you need is a hot start. You forget everything. Exactly. Except the price. Dude, I thought the prices were going to be cheaper this year. Everything's more expensive.
That's because they have to make up for less time.
Except for the value menu, which I did not get anything from.
Well, that's because that's for kids.
No, it's value menu. It's for anyone that wants to, you know, junior hot dog, junior soda, junior peanuts.
Junior, isn't that Dominion of someone?
Test user says Brewers are plus 3,700 to win the World Series. If any of you want to go place that at Pato, you can. I cashed in my Iowa ticket today. They beat South Carolina in that Friday night game, and I cashed in, then immediately put it into the slot machines and walked out with a little less than I thought I would be.
There we go.
What does that mean? If you bet 100 and the Brewers win, you get 3,800 back?
Yeah.
If you bet 100, you get
38,000.
37. No.
3,800 back. Because your 100 is plus 3,700. I mean, I'm not a gambler, obviously, but that's just the way I read it. Bart, don't you bet on sports like every day? Why can't you tell me the answer to this?
You were right. I said yeah.
Oh, because they're talking about it like I'm not.
Well, man, I'm going to tell you one thing. The chance of them winning the series, that's probably pretty accurate. Those kids are going to have to keep shining in like the brightest moments. I don't know how.
Keep shining. Keep.
I don't know. Will's like they're going to, I think they're really going to develop a lot this year by once you bring up those prospects, you got to let them play and they're going to let them play. I don't know what Frelick's issue, whenever they're going to get him up, if that's a Yelich deal or what, but I don't know. Maybe he'll get dealt or something. I don't know, really. But they're just going to have to keep going in order for that run to happen. I don't see – I want to be optimistic, but I just – there's
we so tried many. That last year, and then they broke our hearts.
Another five from Vidrin who says, who you got on Sunday, Arsenal or Liverpool? Arsenal.
I have Liverpool.
Hey, isn't Arsenal the club that advertises on your podcast? There's a podcast for Arsenal.
There is an Arsenal pod that's
that advertises a very well
listened to Blue Wire pod network. Yes,
for everything. Well, everything Arsenal. Arsenal.
I'll take Arsenal for my Blue Wire boys.
No, we're Liverpool. We're a Liverpool.
Tim's got a crush on a girl that lives in Liverpool.
Hello, Lois.
What's her name?
Lois.
Is this some sort of inside joke that I'm missing?
No, there's legitimately a girl on Twitter that has got all up into Tim's mentions, and she lives in...
Can we see a picture?
Go on Twitter.
Tim, I'm not on Twitter.
Yeah, you got banned like five times.
Three.
Downtown Billy says, per Eric name, Bud called Middleton's injury a re-aggravation of the right knee soreness. I would just like to go on the record that my take on the playoffs and injuries is I don't care about any injury that is happening right now. I'm not going to speculate. I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to freak out, and I'm not going to wonder. Now, on day one of the playoffs, when you give me the injury report and it says this guy can't play because of this, then I will worry. He can't play. But right now, I'm not going to spend the next week and a half worrying about something that I don't know what the result is going to be.
We are talking about soreness.
I would just like Grayson's not playing and Pat's not playing and Middleton sat out the rest of the game. It's also the end of the season. You got a 2-month like marathon coming up. It's not game seven. We don't need Middleton. We don't need like look at this. Look at this if you're Chicago. So I'm starting to look at who the Bucks may match up against in the first round of the playoffs because the 10 teams are set in the East. It's just a matter of who's going to be in the play-in games and who's going to play us. Right now, as of now, the Heat would play the Hawks. The winner gets the 7th seed. The loser would play the winner of Raptors-Bulls. So Heat, Hawks, Raptors, Bulls, we would play one of those teams. I think we would smoke the Heat. I think we would smoke the Hawks. I think the Raptors would steal a game early and get us all panicky, and then we'd blow them out. And if we're beating Chicago without Middleton and Giannis, they don't have a prayer. DeRozan was ass tonight. Did he even do anything? Drew locked him down so hard. Yeah, he had 8 points total, 3 for 12. Bucks, meanwhile, Portis. 2 double-doubles in a row, back-to-back nights, 27 and 13 on this night, 26 for Lopez, 20 for Drew, Javon Carter, 16. Wes Matthews with a nice putback and 7 points. We're beating him with these guys, so I'm not worried about that. Then we'll get into the second round, probably play the Cavs. I don't really have too much concern about the Cavs. And then it's going to be, you know, who is it between Philly and Boston? So this should be actually a pretty decent run here as long as we don't fuck it up and get injured or freak out. And that's the thing. There's no signs of that yet, so don't worry.
I think we're the ones that freak out. I don't think the Bucks freak out, man. I don't think the Bucks would get...
Well, they don't freak out. That's like one of Bud's best qualities is that he doesn't freak out.
Yeah, no. I've come around to this guy.
I mean, he's got to be doing something right.
He's drinking red wine. He's saying, relax. We'll be better. He's got to be better. And like, then these guys are like,
in public is stupid.
And, okay, they're telling that story. Well, they referenced that podcast that Bobby Portis does where he reached out to Giannis, whatever, that he was like the one that wanted to come play for the Bucks. The Bucks didn't reach out to him, whatever. There's something going on that it's the culture that they have built there to get all such a deep roster of everybody that believes in the philosophy of what they're doing. I don't know. They all know their roles and they're cool with it. Nobody's bitching. Can I use that word? I don't know.
Yes.
Can you use that word?
What? Bitching. Well,
first time on the podcast.
No, I know shit is fine, but hey, man, the Bucks.
Oh, is that a chick's joke?
Yes.
Nice. Yes. No, I get okay. That was funny.
All right. All right. Over our heads. Okay.
Nice. God, I forget who I'm hanging out bitches. With sometimes.
You definitely can't say bitches if you can't say chicks, because bitches is worse than chicks.
Should I go on CBS tomorrow and be like, who's that? I'll say, who's that bitch from Iowa?
Yeah, see? That's worse than who's that chick from Iowa?
Who's that bitch from Iowa that keeps scoring a bunch of points?
But I guarantee you, oh, that'd be fine. No, bitch. Oh, means female dog.
All right. I'm going to say goodbye to Matt and to Austin.
Fine.
God bless, guys.
Appreciate Tim, you
enjoy
guys.
That Chinese food. Don't let it put you to sleep too early.
I won't.
Adios.
And Matt, you're looking good.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, real sharp. I did borrow a phrase earlier, but I did credit our friends Cone Roller and Tony in Texas.
When Which I one? Gave you got? Both
I
of
did
them?
A professional reset earlier.
Oh, Tony.
So I made sure to credit you. Tony in Texas, what's up, buddy?
Hey, oh, there goes the lead singer from the U's. I'm sorry I didn't get to talk to him. And Bart, you gotta choose your words carefully. We don't need a Don Imus situation talking about women's college basketball. So please choose your words carefully tomorrow. And I gotta say this, Tim Shea. The city of Milwaukee is soon becoming the city of champions. Our Milwaukee Bucks, our Milwaukee Brewers, and our Marquette Golden Eagles. Top two in the nation next year, Tim Shea.
Your Marquette Gold. Come on, Tony.
City
you
of
know
Champions.
Better.
I'm loving it. I'm loving the vibe. Just came back from the Final Four, Bart. Had a great time.
Oh, how was that?
It's fun, man. It was a good time. It's my fourth Final Four I've been to. It's always a fun time. There's a lot of activity.
Did you go to the championship game, too?
Yeah, I went to the championship game. The tickets are so cheap. You know, I got in there for $50, had a nice ticket and good time, and met some good-looking San Diego State people, and it was a good time, Tim Shea.
I love it. I love it, Tony.
So you saw the buzzer beater there? That's great.
Yep. Saw that. And then we saw a blowout game, which we anticipated. I think I went on Grant Beal's show and said it'd be about a 15-point game. And that's what happened. But, you know, UConn, got to give it up to UConn. That's a damn good basketball team. And for Marquette, Tim, to beat them twice, I don't know what to think about that. Is just Marquette a choking team? Or I don't know. Because they beat UConn twice.
Marquette, you know what? Marquette ran into Tom Izzo, probably the best coach out there. So,
I got you, Tim. You know, well,
so that's fine.
You know, another team you were down on are our Brewers, though, Tim. This team is exciting. I'm getting roped in. I might get the MLB extra innings package. I love my Brewer baseball, and the Brewers are hitting all cylinders. There's not a place I'd rather be than Milwaukee, Wisconsin, July, Summerfest, Euchre, the lakefront. I love
Tony. Tony, how you get? They're coming to Texas this year.
When is that, Tim?
I gotta look at that. But
I apologize for not inviting you.
I think it's July.
Why do you love Milwaukee so much? Get your ass back here.
Oh, he's coming. End of April.
That cold. Tiger series. Yeah, I am gonna be up there for the Tiger series in April.
See, even I know Tony's schedule.
Oh, I could do the Wednesday afternoon game.
Wednesday day game.
Hey, you know what, Tim? You know what my brother said? He goes, do not invite anyone from Bart's show with you.
Why?
I don't know. Because last time I brought Mike the Painter.
Well, there's your first problem.
Yeah.
Mike was a good guest. But last time, I think I brought someone else. Oh, no. I forgot what is. It wasn't Notebook Mike, but anyway, Tim.
Brewers are in Texas August 18, 19, and 20.
Oh, there you go, Tony. Get your tickets now. Your tickets now because Texas is a good team, too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The Rangers are playing much better this year, but their payroll is so much higher. So I got to ask you this, Bart. Is Mark Antanasio being rewarded for bad behavior?
Not spending a dime? No, they have to win now. They've got guys that are not going to get paid by them, but they've got like the credit to their scouting department. They did well. They found some guys. They drafted some guys, and so This is a good. I don't know where everyone thinks I'd like to just shit on the Brewers. Their social media has been great. Their owner's been great. Tater Tots cost like $1.50 a piece. Tater Tots at Miller Park cost more like than wings do anywhere. So that's fucking weird, but that's what I experienced today.
We had a good time.
Yeah, you did. Okay, and well, here's the deal. Here's the problem I've had with the Brewers in the past, though, Bart. They bring in an Andrew McCutchen, a Colton Wong. You know, Hunter Renfro was okay. But those guys, there was no future there. And they held these guys back maybe 1 year too many, in my opinion.
Test user gave $5 to say cheese and rice. Because apparently, as I'm watching the YouTube comments, people are trying to super chat swear words, and it's not letting them.
Good.
And I want to know, I'm not the one censoring. But if YouTube's blocking words, that's costing the pod money. That's money that we're investing
maybe into equipment
to go on the road and do shows.
Maybe some of these words they do need a censor.
Dawson gives $5 to say Tony from Texas carries this podcast.
Oh
hey. What? No!
Hey, Dawson kept me. I had a long drive from Houston. And Tim, you were too drunk. I needed some help to get home. I was so tired. You passed out on me. But Dawson kept me up, and I was able to make it home safely. So thank you, Dawson.
Mm-hmm. Jake wants to know, will be there? Will it?
Damn it, Bart.
This is an increasing problem where I can't read the comments.
Did you take a gummy already, or what's the deal?
No, I didn't take a gummy yet, but I have not had this. I never had this problem reading in all my years. Oh, one other thing I wanted to say, too, then I'll get to Jake's comments, is I guarantee you no one in sports radio in any part of this country has talked more women's basketball in the last week than your boy. I've been on CBS Sports Radio. We're going on day number 6 in a row tomorrow, and I'm talking women's basketball like it's the fucking NFL.
Hey, I love basketball. More basketball is good with me.
Okay, so here's some Jake. Will there be some pitchers, i.e. Burns, that can't straight up perform effectively with a pitch clock? Is that the problem?
Well, yeah, I mean, that is a legitimate problem. Devin Williams is another one. I'm concerned about that. Good point, Jake.
What did I tell you, Bart, about Devin?
Austin says there seems to be a few aces that are struggling with their rhythm with the clock, but it's still early. So maybe that's something that I can look into.
Yeah, you know what? Major League Baseball is definitely back. Hopefully the ratings are up. Because when Major League Baseball – playoff baseball is at its best. There's not a more compelling, I think, playoff type of atmosphere than baseball. Milwaukee, October baseball, Tim Shea, it could be happening again.
Tony, you got to come back. We'll go October baseball. We're hitting everything
October
up.
Baseball, Milwaukee, I love it. Tim, I got to say this about Bart. I was on a date the other night, and my date, we were watching the YouTube, and my date goes, you know, Bart's got a very sexy voice.
Oh, Bart.
What about like my face?
What about me?
Bart had a very sexy voice, is what I was told.
Not me.
That's all I was told.
Damn it!
You know what? In my history of like women, and I've only ever gotten one physical compliment about one part of my body. And girls would always say I have nice eyes, which
nice
is code
gentle
for,
eyes. Yes,
which is code for. You're not a good-looking person.
So, you know, my order of good-looking men with nice eyes is going to be Mike the Painter, Bart, and Randall Cobb.
Oh, no. Randy's got better eyes than me.
Okay, we'll put Randall number one.
You got to put Randall number one.
So, anyway. All right, gentlemen. Brewers, Bucks. Let's do it. It's going to be a great spring. And this is going to go all the way to the summer, Tim Shea, all the way to June.
Tony, this is going to October.
October.
October baseball.
This is our year, Milwaukee versus the world, Tim Shea.
Let's do it.
Let's do it, gentlemen. I love you guys. See ya.
Bye, Tony.
Hey, Tony, love you.
Later.
Hook 'em horns. Go Texas.
Hook 'em horns.
I feel like I feel like I've seen enough of you today.
Yeah, I'm going to wrap this up. Any other things that you want to comment on regarding our time spent together? I thought we had a nice
day. We did. Yeah, it was a good time today. You know, we walked around the ballpark. I'm sure you'll be hearing that or have already heard.
I've already heard it. Yep, I've
already heard it. You've already heard it, so it was a good time. We should do it again. I liked it. I enjoyed our time. I want to go back. I left the ballpark and said, I want more. I want more. More time with Bart. So might have to hit up the next day game, which I think actually is Detroit. So,
well, I love day games because no one's there.
And we could do the senior stroll. Stroll the warning track.
Mm-hmm. So. And I don't know where, like, Tim's got more hookups than anybody I've ever known. I don't know. I ain't paying for any of these tickets. This is great.
I know too many people that work there, too. Yeah, too many people stopping me. Oh, well.
Yeah.
It's good to see everybody. But, no, I had a blast with you, Bart. Thank you for coming with me.
Dawson wants to know if we're going to be at the game on Saturday. He's going to get the jersey.
I'll be there.
Tim will be there, so Dawson, hook up with Tim. I think Jerry is being sarcastic when he says, I look equally as enthused as you are.
Did you have fun?
Good time.
Okay. All right.
I had a really good time.
Good. And we stayed for the entire game. Thank you.
We did. Clock. Yeah. I think, like, you've become one of my better friends.
See? Look at that. Look at what you just admitted.
Like I trust you. And I,
oh boy, here we go.
That's called acting. Tim has invited me to two games. I paid for no tickets. This is what you do to pour it on to get it to continue. Okay. All right. Just a couple of things regarding what's up with our teams. The Brewers now have a series against St. Louis. I may try to do something Sunday afternoon. It's tricky because it's Easter. We'll have a show Monday. I just don't know when I'm going to do something. Then they go out west.
Nudge, nudge. Monday is my birthday.
Monday's your birthday?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, in a couple days, I'll forget to tell you happy birthday.
Thank you.
Oh, we can get a post-game show in on a Wednesday afternoon game. I think that's doable. As far as the Bucks, their season wraps up this Sunday, right?
Yeah, don't they have Toronto and
– Toronto's and on Sunday.
Memphis.
Memphis is on Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Memphis
no actually televised. No starters play.
I don't think anyone's playing the rest of the time.
Nope.
No, I think we're done. How old, Tim? Don't lie. What are you talking about?
How
Tim
old
and I
am
are
I?
Both. We're both. Oh, how old are you going to be?
39? I'm going to be 39. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We're both 38. We came on this planet within a month of each other. I'm May.
I'm like 20 days older than you, or something like that.
Yeah. Miller Park Minutes, right around our age. Here's Eric.
What up?
What's up, dude?
I actually was just coming to watch. I just clicked on the StreamYard link.
Oh, well, we're dipping out.
I figured as much.
Were you at the game today? Brewers, huh? You at the Brewer game?
I went to the Brewer game today.
Yeah, we were there too.
Where'd you sit?
All over.
All over.
Oh, just free roamed?
And then we saw Ryan Wood. PackersNews.com, Green Bay Press Gazette. He was... They're two rows, two sections over with his three kids. They're all Mets fans.
That's awesome and weird.
Who's the one that gave him an autograph?
Nimmo, Brandon Nimmo.
Yeah. Because, you know, when you're like on these road games, you know, being road fans, and then you have the Mets jersey and there's three kids, I mean, you're always going to get it. If you ever want like a Brewer autograph, go to like a game in Cincinnati or some shit.
AJ Dillon was there. Saw that.
Dillon was at the Bucks game too.
Ooh, he's and he just was making the rounds base. Today.
He's all over. My lord. So Brewers got St. Tickets. Louis.
I got tickets randomly given to me by Boomer Scott's son on Twitter. He sent them to me. He like DM'd me on Twitter and sent them to me on Monday. So big shout out to Boomer Scott's son.
Boomer Scott. And for those that don't know, who is he?
He was a brewer in the like 70s, man.
Boomer Scott?
Spent a lot of time with the Boston Red Sox, actually.
Oh, was George Scott.
George Scott? Yeah.
Yeah, Boomer.
All right.
I know him by George.
Yeah, I know him. There's only one Boomer in my world, and that's Chris Berman, the Chris dude. Berman. Dude.
All right, fine. George Scott.
Yeah. Boomer Scott, like your best friends with the family.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just going by what happened, man.
Boomer Scott. We've lost Boomer Scott about 10 years ago. Very sad.
Very sad. All right. Did you guys have fun? Stay till the end? Did you stay?
We stayed.
Yes, we stayed.
We stayed.
Is it because you were with Tim? Did Tim make
video,
you stay?
There's video proof that we stayed.
Yep, we stayed. I don't know why we stayed. I think I was too lazy to get up and leave.
Well, I did look at you at one point. I said, do you want to go? And you looked at your watch. You're like, it's only 2:45.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah, pitch clock. Thank you. So we stayed.
Jake's right. Having a real hard time believing that you're only 38. He thinks you're a boomer.
Dear Lord.
He does not believe it.
38. Sorry.
Tim's one of those guys that he could tell you he's 25 or he's 65. And he'd say, yeah.
Did I overhear you say your birthday's in May?
Yeah, I'm a Taurus.
What the hell is this? So early May?
Mid-May.
I'm May 25th.
Okay. I'm the 19th. The Brewers never play at home on my birthday.
Ever. Are they home? Are they home this year?
I don't even think they play this year on my birthday.
No, I think they're – oh, shit.
The 19th. They're at Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Road trip.
They never play at home on my birthday. Because I want to go and get, you know, drunk.
Maybe I'll take you to a game and get your name on the scoreboard.
Aww, my tweets.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, this is the end of the program.
Yeah, this is just some weird social hour. It's good seeing you guys, though.
Good seeing you. Miller Park Minute. Follow on Twitter.
We'll meet up at a game.
We'll meet up at a game. We can do that. I am going to now go continue to watch Jessica Jones.
Have fun with that.
I'm watching all of MCU in order. And I'm on Jessica Jones, season one. Pretty good so far. She fucked Luke Cage, and then he took a thing to his stomach. And it's pretty good shit. All right. David just got here. David just got here. Damn. Should we do one more minute for David?
No.
Rank your favorite Marvel movies.
My favorite ones?
Yeah.
Well, Avengers, Endgame, and Infinity War. I like Winter Soldier. I like Iron Man. Iron Man's pretty good. I like the Spideys, Spider-Man. Those are good. And I don't really hate any of the movies. I like them all.
They're all pretty good. I'll give it that. I haven't seen some of the newer ones, like the Black Panther. I haven't seen that one yet.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Me too, Jake.
Yeah, there's no reason the show needs to keep going on. David, you taught us. I mean, I don't know if you guys know this. I've been working all week on CBS Sports Radio, so I am balls tired.
You told me that earlier this week, so.
Yeah. So I'm going to bed.
But you did get over the hour mark, so I distracted you long enough to get you over the 1 hour mark officially.
David's good. You're welcome, David. We did stay on just for you. I don't know if I'll put this in the actual podcast audio, but I probably will. It's too much work. All right, everybody, we love you. Peace out.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.